The Buzzer After Hours, the late night buzzer podcast show. Music and some offbeat stuff. No rules, no taboos. Hosted by Shay, the Buzzer Podcast is a Canadian broadcast connected to artists around the globe.
Hey, y'all. I am Shay. This is the Buzzer After Hours podcast, on air indie, from iPad to yours over the airways. Today, Robbie Boyd. Boyd is soon to release his fourth album, Brotherhood. We talk music and spin a couple tracks. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Hi, Robbie. How are you doing today?
Hi, Shay. Really good, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you on. Incredible music.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I'm really glad to be here. Thank you. Very kind.
Incredible. You know, not often do I spin a song and within the first 20 seconds, I'm saying, I'm in. Like, I love your voice.
That's good. That's great. Thank you.
I love your voice.
They have a saying in the music industry, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that worked. And especially with Hey Girl, I think track one, you're going to be playing, I even start with the chorus. So
Yeah. Hey Girl is our first track. Yeah, right. It's going to be our first spin. Lovely, lovely piece. I love it.
Thank you.
So how did you happen upon getting into music?
I got into music. I mean, I was at Live Aid in my mum's tummy. Although she doesn't like me using that word. showing my age, but it's in my blood. My parents were and are incredible folky musicians. I discovered the tape of all my mom's unreleased folk songs. She was into Joni Mitchell and those sorts of people. My dad absolutely adored the Beatles and Eric Clapton. So, I was grew up with a sort of Fender Strat in the house, and we used to go to shows at like the Royal Albert Hall and see Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young and Clapton. And
oh, wow.
The Who. Me and my dad went to see the Who loads, and so I was brought up on that. My sister's a big 60s lover of music. And so it's just in my blood. I started playing guitar and singing when I was about 7 or 8, choir and playing at school and stuff. So, just in my blood, in my family, in my bones from young,
that's
from day
cool.
one.
So when did you realize that you had a great voice?
That's very kind. I suppose in the choir, I was in the choir at school, as I just said, but unfortunately I had to quit because, it just wasn't cool enough. And it didn't get any of the ladies. No, I'm joking. Not when you're 8 years old. You're not necessarily thinking about that. But I suppose just feedback from other people. And I think I probably have a bit of singing lessons as well when I was younger, and just loved it. But as I say, my parents are always singing, had piano lessons and stuff. And so it was just in the family. Both my sisters sung. And just a very musical family. And I suppose the first time I really discovered that I could sing was when I played gigs to people live. Either when it was playing covers and other people's songs or busking my own songs.
Uh-huh. Well, you're not new on the scene.
No,
you've had
exactly.
quite a lot of success. I'm blown away. Featured on BBC Radio 2 quite often. Mm-hmm. And you've toured the world, America, Argentina, mm-hmm. Europe, Japan, to name a few, and performed beside many greats, well-known names. So how long have you been active, working full-time as a musician?
I suppose a long time. I almost want to say sort of 10 or 15 years. I've been working hard at it. And I've been doing lots of other things alongside it throughout various jobs. And other music teaching clubs and all of that. And no, I just love it. You know, I started out really taking it seriously, going busking. And I went to music college as well, very, very long time ago. Studied songwriting, which kind of changed my world. Met some incredible people, like Daughter. I don't know if you know them, but I was in the same group as them. And just wrote loads of songs with people. Started getting out on the scene, playing as many shows as I could. At the beginning, it was solo. And then, yeah, I went busking as well and got these amazing opportunities to start traveling around the world at people's parties and weddings, and then played as many gigs as I can and started building a band around that. Okay. Building a fan base, and then the shows just got bigger and bigger. You know, supported some massive people, played at all the big festivals, and yeah, got on TV as well. ITV's This Morning twice live, just from seeing us busking. And it was, yeah, it's been an incredible journey, and I'm still on it, so I feel very blessed.
Yeah, well, you talked about your fans, and I've read that Simon Cowell is a fan of yours.
Yeah, yeah. Again, someone saw me at a party once, and then she just happened to be his friend, and basically gave him my CD, and he gave me some feedback that he loved it and that I sounded like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which was a very nice compliment, especially as I said, I grew up listening and watching them. So that was pretty lovely coming from him. But yeah, Graham Norton's been a big supporter and fan as well. And Tim Rice, I don't know if you know Sir Tim Rice, he gave me my first big break on BBC Radio 2, actually, which was all about writing songs for the States of America. And so that was my first kind of writing for brief. But yeah, no, it's been a fun journey. Lots of fans along the way. Ray Davies too.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And you've collabed, co-written songs with Barry Mason and Rhett Atkins, yeah. Roger Cook.
Yeah.
What were they like?
Yeah, well, funny you say that, because I also wrote a song with Ray Davies as well from the Kinks. And I don't know if you know Matt Cardle as well from the X Factor. He actually beat One Direction in that year. But I've written a song with him as well. And yeah, the other guys were incredible. Barry Mason was an incredible, incredible guy. Very, very sad that he passed away recently. I was very, very blessed to be able to write and work with him. Very, very supportive. He always came to my gigs and always kind of supported me in that way as well. And then, yeah, there's guys in Nashville. Roger Cook, he wrote I Would Like to Teach the World to Sing, and Rhett Atkins has written loads of hits. James Otto, and I loved it. I went to Nashville twice, and South by Southwest, and I'm all about collaboration. You know, co-writing is a great experience, and always, you know, seeing how other people do it, I think is a really great way to go about things as well. Getting tips from them and learning and observing and appreciating what you both have to bring. You know.
Yeah, so, reading your bio, I can see that you're very much into teamwork and collaboration. Mm. You've worked with quite a few people.
Yeah, no, thank you. I love it, you know, as my band was about 7 or 8 people at one stage. It was, you know, it was incredible. And I've worked with loads of producers around the world, loads of different managers, agents, and you know, we supported loads of artists too. So yeah, no, definitely collaboration. And I've had a great team around me for a long time. So.
Well, that's incredible. Well, we're going to come up to listen to Hey Girl,
sure.
Which is from Break the Chain album. Can you tell me a bit about the song?
Sure. It was originally, fun enough, just about one girl called Olivia. Had a slightly different melody to it. And you know, probably could have been an even bigger hit, but I decided to change it to Hey Girl to sort of make it a lot more universal and for everyone to relate to, rather than just people called Olivia. Because that was the name of the girl I originally wrote it about. And yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'd never look back on that. The video on YouTube that I have is just all about me, I mean, the song is basically just about me asking women in the world and girls, you know, in general to sort of know their worth and know how amazing they are and can be and to sort of, you know, let their light shine. And I can see it, but can they?
I love it. It's a celebration of women.
Exactly, which is why every time it comes to International Women's Day, I always try to give it another little pitch. But yeah,
of course, celebration of women. I can see that.
All the women in my life as well, so yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to spin it now, and when we come back, I'd like to talk a bit about your influences and your chosen genre and what attracts you to it, okay?
Sure, sounds good. Enjoy.
All right. Hey, girl. Right now.
Let me see what lies inside. Is there something you're not telling me? Something in you you're not setting free? Hey girl, you shone so bright when I saw you in all your light. Do you know the love that you could be? When you're gonna work out what you mean? Dig deeper in your heart, find your way through the dark, and know yourself. You think we're worlds apart, two separate works of art, but I know you felt that spark and what we shared. The world saw from ill thoughts and filled with wrong beliefs. We're lost souls who hide from what we seek. But I found my way now, the rest is up to me. Within you is everything you need. Hey girl, look in my eyes, let me see what lies inside. Is there something you're not telling me? Something in you you're not setting free? Hey girl, you shone so bright when I saw you in all your light. Do you know the love that you could be? When you're gonna work out what you mean?
There's beauty in your grace, don't let it go to waste. Defeat your fears, it's underneath the waves. You'll find the stillest place. You go at your own pace, don't disappear. The world saw from ill thoughts and filled with wrong beliefs. We're lost souls who hide from what we see. But I've found my way now, the rest is up to me. Within you is everything you need. Hey girl, look in my eyes, let me see what lies inside. Is there something you're not telling me? Something in you you're not setting free? Hey girl, you shone so bright when I saw you in all your light. Do you know the love that you could be? When you're gonna work out what you mean? I know it to be true, I can't depend on you. You showed me who you are, so shoot beyond the stars and be nothing less. Hey girl, look in my eyes, let me see what lies inside. Is there something you're not telling me? Something in you you're not setting free? Hey girl, you shone so bright when I saw you in all your light. Do you know the love that you could be? When you're gonna work out what you mean? Hey girl, look in my eyes, let me see what lies inside. Is there something you're not telling me? Something in you you're not setting free? Hey girl, you shine so bright when I saw you in all your light. Do you know the love that you could be? When you're gonna work out what you mean? Inside, do you know the love that you could be? When you're gonna work out what you mean?
So what attracts you to the genre that you are, I guess, have a space in?
What attracts me to the genre that I play in, you mean?
Yeah. Like, what attracts you to the type of music that you create?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you consider yourself part of the genre.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure I do, to be honest. When you were asking me,
yeah,
that
I can't before. Place you either. That's why I didn't mention the genre.
Well, no, thank you. That's a good thing. I mean, you know, I've been through it all. I would classify myself, I suppose, as, you know, singer songwriter, acoustic, folk, pop, rock, with a little bit of everything else. You know, Americana, soulfulness, I grew up on all sorts of music. I went through, when I was younger, just all sorts of different genres too, like rap, hip hop, drum and bass, electro, techno, heavy metal music, you know, Slipknot and all of it. So, and then more recently, you know, I've just developed a passion for, how do I want to say, kind of true music, like soulful music, things that inspire you, lift you up, and kind of easygoing, you know, not too heavy and not too needy as well, I suppose, if I can say that. Just making authentic music that I feel is true to me, that delivers an important message that hopefully people can be, ideally people can be inspired by, you know, when they listen to it.
Of course you can say that. So what inspires you?
Everything, I'd say. Life, people, conversations, observations that I make, snippets of conversation that I overhear, relationships, family, you know, yeah, love, just self-awareness, introspection, kind of, yeah, as I say, the journey that I've been on as well. Just everything about life and kind of trying to find the, not trying, but, you know, looking for the answers of life. And as I've taken a more of an inwards turn recently over the last 5 or 6 years, just realizing that basically it's all inside and everything we're looking for is within. And you know, don't need to keep looking outside of us.
Is there like the wanderlust poet?
Yeah, something like that.
Honestly, talking to you, you know what? Talking to you, I went back to one of my favorite books, The Wuthering Heights by Jean Eyre.
Oh, nice. All right. That used to be one of my favorite Kate Bush songs. But.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite books.
So, thank you. I've always been a searcher. I've always been a wanderer for the truth. And funny enough, that was one of my first songs from Break the Chain that got played on radio too as well, called Wandering. You know, I've been wondering what real love is like. Been pretending too many times, and just always looking for the answers, really.
That's really cool.
As you got it all within.
So you said before that you had 7-piece band, right?
Had at one point.
Oh, you had at one point. Do you have a band now?
I do, actually. I do. So I kind of, I started out on my own, and then I just grew and grew a bigger and bigger band. I think there were 8 of us at one point, with saxophones, violins, trumpets, percussion, all of that. And became a bit too sort of Mumford and Sons and slightly chaotic. So I sort of drew it back a bit. Focused on me as the artist and the songwriter. Still playing with the band occasionally. And then I went solo for the last few years, just to kind of produce and write and record and gig a bit more easily, especially around the world. And recently I just booked a really, really fun show at the Bedford in Balham in London. With a new 4-piece band with guitar, electric guitar, bass and drums, who did the drummers has been my oldest bandmate for about 10 plus years, and he's an incredible guy. He used to play the piano for me, but now plays drums and backing vocals. So I just thought, you know, the songs needed a bit of more of a live oomph to kind of do them justice. And it did that, and it does that, and it's a really amazing feeling to be back with the band. And again, you know, as you're saying, collaboration, I have always loved, and I do love collaboration. So That's what it's all about, you know, from even from people who film it and just the sound engineers and producers and all of it. So, no, it feels great to be back with the band. But, yeah. I still enjoy, you know, playing solo as and when I can. You know, just depends on what suits the atmosphere and the vibe of the gig and the day.
So you got the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I got a job too as well, which is nice.
Pretty cool. The next track that we're going to spin is from the Time Will Tell album called The Mighty Oak. It was actually a track that I found you with. love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it. Does that have a backstory? Like all your songs?
They all do. This is a lovely backstory. One of my friends in America wrote this very beautiful, pretty short little poem called The Mighty Oak, actually. And she's a songwriter too, called Deborah Savran, who's really amazing. And we just had a music session, and we were actually writing quite a few songs over Skype.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. To be honest, we did it way before lockdown and COVID anyway. I've been working online with people for a very long time, so it didn't change too much. And
that's good.
I wrote a whole album with a friend of mine in Germany over Skype. We wrote this song together. She brought the poem to the songwriting session, and I just kind of brought the rest out of it all. Sorry, we brought it out together. And it was fun, you know, and then I just started playing it lots, and that became one of my big songs. And then, I started playing with the band and then produced it, put it on the album, and became quite a big single for me. So, it's all about, you know, standing strong in the face of adversity and whatever life throws your way.
Yeah, just know very that motivational.
You have all the love in your heart to overcome and withstand it. My friend, actually, also in America at the time, was going through really, you know, difficult times. So I sort of, you know, put all of the story that I knew about him into the song as well. And, you know, just that level of resilience that we need and all have within us, as I say, you know. So, that's basically what it's about.
Well, the song is very uplifting.
Yeah, and now that
I know the backstory about it, it makes it even more so. It makes me more so. So we're going to listen to The Mighty Oak right now.
Cool. Enjoy.
Winds whip round the branches of the tallest tree, trying to take me down, but I'm still on my feet. I saw that storm a-coming, didn't run or hide. I met it face to face, came out the other side. But I have learned my lessons now, it's time to start again. And I'll keep on letting go and singing through the rain. Whatever storms may come, I am strong enough to meet them with the love in my heart. Just like the mighty oak in the winds that blow, standing solid on its part. We too can be this way. We too can be this way. Now the darkness has subsided, I see the light. Step out from the shadows to claim back my life. I'm here at the beginning where there is no end. Being blessed by the cycles, here we go again. Cause we keep on coming back like winter turns to spring. No seeking outside of us, we're already everything. Whatever storms may come, I am strong enough to meet them with the love in my
too can be this way. We too can be this way. Like the stillness in your eyes, where your true power lies. Oh, it just can't be denied. Feel the universe inside. Whatever storms may come, you are strong enough to meet them with the love in your heart. Just like the mighty oak in the winds that blow, standing solid. Whatever storms may come, you are strong enough to meet them with the love in your heart. Just like the mighty oak in the winds that blow, standing solid on its part. We too can be this way. We too can be this way. We too can be this way.
I say I love this song, but I actually I went down the rabbit hole, listened to your music this morning. I can't say that I don't like any of the songs. honestly, it's very your approach to the way you sing, the way you write the melodies, the lyrics is incredible. You're very talented.
Oh, thank you, Shay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Well, it just comes from years of experience, I think, and, gathering, years of experience, practice, observing, watching others, and just going for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Connecting to whatever source you need to,
all that factors in, hon. But the bottom line is raw talent is raw talent. So,
thank you. I used to love it too.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Thank you.
One thing I found really cool about you, you actually performed at one of my favorite festivals, the Isle of Wight Festival.
Mm.
Right? Oh, nice. I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. Cool. Yeah. What's it like doing the festival circuit?
It's, it's amazing. I really love it. I haven't actually done it for a while, partly because, didn't really get band together and everything. And I've been focusing on other stuff like work and other music priorities recently. But it's incredible, that we played on the Hard Rock stage at the Isle of Wight Festival with a five-piece band. And that was just, it was incredible. There were some big acts headlining, and we supported, I think, the Kooks at Harvest at Jimmy's Festival in front of loads of people. Played with McFly and The Feeling in front of about 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Some massive names that we've kind of played with. And you just get this incredible feeling when you're on stage at festivals, and especially the family ones.
I love
the family festivals.
They're
so fun, yeah. And they're just absolutely incredible. So, yeah, hopefully one day, ideally next year, I get to play at Glastonbury. But that's the main one that I'm eyeing up. But, we've played at some really, really, really fun festivals.
Okay, and during these festivals, was that when you sang next to Chris Martin from Coldplay?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Ishii. Because I was going to say, when you asked me at the beginning, when did I realise that I could sing?
Okay.
I'll tell you the truth. It was actually, I was invited to Elton John's private party.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. It was otherworldly. It was incredible. And Chris Martin and Coldplay were the special guests. And they're pretty fun when they play live. And they invited everyone on stage. And I had this moment where I was holding my selfie, standing right next to him, singing one of his songs. I think it was Every Tear. So it was like, every tear is a waterfall, And I just, there was this moment I was recording it on my phone, and I was singing that, either that or another bit. And he was like, he looked at me and he was like, wow, this A, this guy knows the lyrics, and B, like, he can sing.
That's cool.
And it was amazing. Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that would be surreal, man. I was like, yeah. Like Chris Martin. Like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Just singing next Chris Martin, who you know, he has been one of my big inspirations or influences over the years, as well as many others, which we can talk about as well. But yeah, no, that was incredible, and definitely a moment I won't ever forget. Unfortunately, I can't find that video clip to fully prove it, but it definitely happened.
That's a very cool story. Elton John's private party, and you party with Chris Martin, and you're on
stage.
Wow, you've lived it, man. You can
yeah, tell me about it. I know, right?
Yeah. So your future project is your soon to release fourth album. You've titled Brotherhood.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when can we expect that?
Funny enough, it will probably almost be my fifth album, I think. But I've got loads of demos of it, live recordings and all of that, and got producers working on various songs. I think realistically next year, just because of everything I'm focusing on at the moment and taking it slow, you know, building it back up. And so, yeah, next year, I'm sure it'll be ready to go. I'm going to just keep releasing singles, I think, in the meantime.
Yeah, that's a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got loads ready to go, and I've still got my old singles to go as well. So, you know, if people, I think I sent you the demo link to the album, didn't I? So, you know, if people are interested, I can kind of send people out. I've got doing a new sort of marketing trick of a USB stick, which I'm selling through my website, because no one has CDs anymore. So I'm selling USB sticks with all of my songs on it, you know, all the unreleased material and the old albums.
Wow, that's a very cool idea.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's fun. I just thought, you know, break the mold a little bit and do personalized USBs. So, you know, if people want to head to my website, it's just robbie-boyd.com. And then you can check out the merch section and get in touch and ask me, you know, for any extra personalized things that you want.
And how did you come up with that idea?
It's funny you asked that question, actually. One of my old flatmates just randomly texted me one day saying, he hadn't lived here for so long, but he said out of the blue, he said, texted me saying, "Hey Robbie, did I leave my USB at your house?" And for some reason that triggered off in my brain to look on Google and to do this thing, like to put all my music on a USB. I know it's a bit, it's funny, but yeah, that was the trigger, funnily enough. So yeah, but it's going down well. People are loving it and buying it. So yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's an incredible idea. And you might have started a phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people probably do it already, but I don't know, it just appealed to me and I just went for it. And yeah, it does seem fairly groundbreaking, and I'm sure people will do it if they don't already do it. You know, it's a bit of a shame that CDs aren't being sold anymore because of that lovely packaging that you could get and you can hold it in your hands. But, you know, you got to keep up with the times at least, you know, Spotify is getting your music out there, but then you don't get any money for it at all. And, you know, people just don't have CD players anymore, not even in their cars and their laptops. So you got to stay ahead of the curve, as I've learned along the way.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm impressed.
You got to be your own marketeer, especially after like 10 or, you know, 10 or 15 years of doing it. I've learned so much from other people. So, and I've done a bit, dabbled in marketing as well. So, you know, you got to kind of have every string to your bow.
Well, my background is media. Focus is in marketing, branding, and promo. Honestly, this idea is gold, man.
Oh, thank you. Well, like, you can have it for free, Shay.
I'm blown away by it.
As long as people are still buying it, it's all good.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I really, really am excited that you allowed your music to be shared on the platform, and you're an enjoyable guest. I love your music. I look forward to the album coming out. But before we go, can you tell me what social channel is the most active that fans can follow you for updates and releases?
Yeah, sure. I'd say probably Spotify. Either Spotify or SoundCloud. You can just type in Robbie Boyd and you should find me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram too.
I'm everywhere.
I mean, you know, I occasionally share to Twitter. I do TikTok a little bit. I'm on YouTube, I suppose. All my videos, especially, I've got a lot of unreleased material, sort of acoustic videos that I've posted on YouTube, as well as all my old official videos as well. So YouTube's probably the best one to get the most full picture of me. And then, you know, Spotify and SoundCloud for the recorded and unreleased versions as well.
Yeah,
and otherwise, just get in touch. Sorry.
I'm glad you mentioned your videos, because I also want to talk about that before we sign off. I watched the video for Hey Girl and The Mighty Oak. They're very good. Very relatable. Very relatable. Did you do them yourself or did you collaborate with somebody?
Yeah, definitely call it co-creation. I love co-creating with people. I've done many, many music videos in my life. So, you know, many photo shoots as well. So you just sort of develop this confidence and know-how. And I used to watch so many movies as well. So, you know, I used to love directors like Wes Anderson and
you're very comfortable on camera.
Thank you. Yeah, I suppose it just comes with a bit of, you know, confidence, just being who you are and kind of doing whatever needs to be done, working with the directors in whatever way and liaising with them and you know, trusting their opinions and judgments, and then just, you know, staying in your body and doing your thing and singing your songs, you know, being confident and proud of who you are and what you have to offer. So and it's fun as well. At the end of the day, it's just a lot of fun being out there. You know, I was in front of Buckingham Palace in my Life to Be Lived video.
Yeah.
You know, in the Mighty Oak was in Bath and Somerset and just, you know, Hey Girls actually was on the Underground in London as well. That was super fun, getting to sit on the stairs of the London Underground, slightly illegally, but it's just great having fun with people and being out there and, you know, making people smile and bringing the songs to life more as well, so you can kind of add that extra
dimension
to the music.
Yeah. And the girl in the Hey Girl video. Mm,
yeah.
Is that an actress or somebody you know?
Yeah, I mean, a bit of both. Some people flew over from Germany to come and film it. It was a mixture of, you know, people I knew, people the director knew, actresses, and there wasn't necessarily one specific girl in the Hey Girl video, other than I know the one you're talking about in the thumbnail, just because that was particularly a sort of striking scene in the video. A mixture, definitely. So we like to roll, pun intended.
Yeah, okay, cool. I meant to say girls, not girl.
Exactly. Lots of them.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. Keep in touch. I'm definitely a follower and a fan of your music, Robbie.
Thank you, Shay. And yeah, thank you for helping spread the word. I really appreciate it. And look forward to hopefully coming to play up in Canada sometime soon. That's probably one of the only countries in the world that I haven't played in yet. So, got to make it up there soon.
I'd love to see you live. That'd be an incredible show.
Thank you. That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Same. Have a great evening.
You too, Shay. Thank you.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning into the Buzzer Network. Sponsored by
Buzzroll Media. Thank you to the artists who share their music. Our shows wouldn't happen without their music. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter for showtimes and updates. Subscribe at thebuzzerpod.com. Fans and artists can submit their requests to Shay at thebuzzroll.com. Until next time, cheers.